This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
Well, as we go to air this afternoon, the Australian Workers Union is challenging the validity of those police raids on their offices in Melbourne and Sydney yesterday afternoon. The union describes the raids as an outrageous abuse of power. It's trying to stop documents seized from being examined. So this hearing is underway right about now. The Labor leader, Bill Shorten, has labelled the raids a grubby effort by a grubby government and a grubby Prime Minister who's been exposed as standing for nothing. Mr. Shorten has also accused the Turnbull government of wasting taxpayers' money by going after the Australian Workers' Union. Eric Abetz, the Liberal Senator for Tasmania, joins me on the line. Senator Abetz, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Was this a giant conspiracy, Senator, involving the federal government?
The sort of language that Bill Shorten has used shows exactly why he's not fit to be the Prime Minister of this country. The simple fact is the Registered Organisations Commission is an independent statutory authority that was established by the Parliament after the double dissolution election. They came across some information which they thought warranted the exercise of federal police powers to get certain documents. To be able to do that, this independent statutory authority had to go to a judicial officer, namely a federal magistrate, to convince that federal magistrate that a warrant should be issued. All of this was done without the knowledge of the minister or the government, because these are independent statutory and judicial officers at arm's length from the government.
That's the thing. If it's a conspiracy, it's a big one, because it involves, well, police officers, the judiciary, and politicians as well. I mean, if they're all involved, there's plenty of them involved.
This sort of commentary from Mr. Shorten and the Labor Party and the Australian Workers' Union takes a desperation beyond tragic, quite frankly. This is just a very sad reflection on them. The simple fact is that these authorities, independent authorities, are acting according to law, and the Australian Workers' Union, quite rightly, is now accessing the same judicial system to ascertain whether that warrant should or should not have been issued. So exactly the same processes that they are now trying to use are the ones that the independent statutory authority used, all at arm's length from the government. And when I drafted the Registered Organisations Commission legislation in opposition, and then when we won government under Tony Abbott, it was all about having this as an independent statutory authority at arm's length from government, so these sort of very cheap but very false accusations could not be made. But of course it seems there's nothing too low to which Bill Shorten won't stoop to.
All right, we'll keep across that challenge from the AWU of the police raids, which is being heard this afternoon. Thanks for your time, Senator.
A pleasure, Ben.
Eric Abetz, the Liberal Senator, joining us on the line from Parliament House, Canberra. So that hearing is underway at the moment, and part of the hearing will test whether or not the AFP is able to examine the documents that they collected yesterday. It's not a great look when you're saying, look, those documents you collected from our office yesterday, we don't want you to look at them. I mean, that's not sending the most transparent message, I wouldn't think, to the community.